This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by... Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. I'm scared,
and greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Akilah L, and welcome to another episode of Healing Power Hour Radio. This is Dr. Akilah, your host, and I am so happy to be here today. Don't I feel much better than I did this morning? I'm calling you from my cell phone. I'm doing this broadcast from my cell phone because currently right here in Atlanta, Georgia, it is raining and it's thundering and lightning, and I said I will not let the elements that be interfere with this rebroadcast because I was not happy with the broadcast that was happening this morning. I don't know what was on my mind, but I came up with this fantastic idea to do a live phone-in studio broadcasting, or should I say a live telephone broadcasting, early Sunday morning. What was I thinking? I mean, I didn't go to bed. Saturday night I went out with some friends because I'm leaving for Germany in about 6 days. So I left out with some friends, and I didn't get into the house until 2-ish. I went to bed at 3, and I scheduled the broadcast to be at 7:30 Sunday morning. And I woke up 10 minutes prior to calling in for the broadcast station. Oh, my God. I sound like crap. I was, you know how you just wake up and you just have that just woke up voice? It's a little deeper than usual, and I already have a naturally deep voice, but it was really deep, and I kept coughing because of the phlegm, and, you know, I was just like, it was terrible, and I didn't like it. I didn't even listen to it. I said, you know what? I did not like that broadcast. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it later on that night, which is what I'm doing right now, because it's a very important show. And I wasn't into it because I was half asleep. My voice was acting up. It was just terrible. And when it starts to rain and thunder and lightning outside, I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to call from my landline because my landline is a cordless phone. And I didn't want if the electricity here in my home switched off and on, that it would disconnect me from the broadcast board, the switchboard. So I said, well, let me call on my cell phone. Even though the reception from my cell phone could be a little choppy, it's better than not having a broadcast at all if I'm calling from my landline and electricity goes in and out because of the weather outside and the show is canceled altogether. So, hey, I am a woman who will make things happen, and that's what I'm doing right now. So in the event that the electricity in our neighborhood switch on and off, I don't get disconnected from the switchboard, and all is good. So it's going to work out great for the both of us. All right, today I'm doing a rebroadcast of how to grow long, healthy hair. And I'm going to be more specific. I am wide awake because I am broadcasting this at 9:00 p.m. Right now it's 9:05 p.m. you know, July the 12th. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Let me tell you how all of this came about. Many people have not, those of you who see me in person know that I have locks. And I have locks that are very long. I think I've been growing my locks for probably 13 years. But I keep them at a certain level. Ah, see, there you go. It got switched off. I am so smart. Just when I was talking to you guys, guess what happened? The electricity just flickered off. And I'm going to keep that off, though. Hold on. Let me make some arrangement here. My computer had just flickered off. And I'll take that off. Okay. Man, I am smart. I am very smart. I do. I said, man, let me go ahead and call from my cell phone. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. So now I'm going to go to my laptop and go to the computer there because it doesn't matter if that's off or on. Anyway, those of you who have met me know that I have long locks. And I usually keep them about waist level. And at my waistline. And lately, I've been really busy, and I have my hair cut to the waistline so that I can make sure that I don't have it to the point where I'm sitting on it. Because, yes, believe it or not, my hair can get that long. And if I don't trim my locks at my waistline, then they will grow past my hips, and then when I sit down, I'll sit on them, and that's not a good thing. Trust me, it's not a good thing at all. So I usually keep my hair at that level, but my hairstyle is due to how active I am in the gym. And now I started to take Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, some Muay Thai classes, kickboxing classes, to add to my cardio. I've been very active, so she's been braiding my locks, which has also helped keep it out of my way because it's so long. But when I have it out from the braids, people notice how long my hair is. And I had a client who used to purchase my hair growth and restore supplements when I used to sell them between the years of 1996 to 2002. And I used to sell the herbal products. I used to sell the shampoo and conditioner. And I was doing it all by myself. And what happened was, around about probably in 97, 98, the product line started to really take off. And it was only by word of mouth. I wasn't advertising on any radio shows, I wasn't on a TV, I didn't have any ads in papers. It was, you only knew about my hair care supplements, you only knew about the shampoo, you only knew about the conditioner, only if you went to my website, or if someone told you about it. And that's what had happened was a lot of people were seeing results very, very fast, and word, good news traveled fast. And what happened was that I say about 90% of the people who were purchasing my hair care products were referred to others or recommended to others, where we refer by others or recommended by others to go to my site and purchase it. Because other than that, you wouldn't know. I was just only me at the time. It was just little me. I didn't have any of the help I have now. I didn't have the staff I have now, and I didn't have the manufacturing company that I have now to help me with my other products. I was taking all of the herbs myself in my kitchen, and I had a big table, and I was, you know, filling all of the capsules personally with the herbs and, you know, sealing them and sending them out. And I think it was such a lot of hard work. On my own, I think I could only have done about 20. If I had nothing else to do, if I spent 8 hours dealing with the orders, I could probably do 20 supplements. a day. I could fill out the order 20 a day. But the orders kept coming in high. And it was a blessing, don't get me wrong. But I believe that you have to be prepared for certain blessings. And at that time, to be honest, I was not prepared for my blessing of having all of those orders and the people coming in and wanting to purchase, you know, all of my products, my hair care products, because they were very good. It had a good combination, sage, rosemary, horsetail, and Hoshi Wu. So those are the four main ingredients in it, and it was just phenomenal. It was a great concept. Nobody has ever combined that at all. And it was kind of hard for a lot of my clients to get their hands on sage. So I said, well, let me go ahead and do it. So one of my clients noticed my hair and she says, oh, you must be taking your own product since you're not selling it anymore. And I just thought about it and I was taking my own product actually. Something very tragic happened. I'm not going to go into it because I'm still healing. But, my cat of 16 years, I've had her for 16 years, saw her come into the world, saw her leave. She passed away. She made that transition back in April or May. Oh, it was back in May. And it was such a tragedy. It's something I was not prepared for. I didn't know how to deal with it. And I started to develop a nervous action where I would sit in front of the computer and work, or I'm on the phone with a client, whether I'm doing a phone consultation, and I'll start picking at my hairline. And I don't know why I kept doing that, but it was, I guess you could say it was a more comforting thing. But the worst thing about that was that I was picking at the hair, at my hairline so much, twisting the hair, that I've developed a bald spot right on the right side of my hairline. And it was very obvious. And when I noticed it too late when I looked in the mirror, you know, it just gradually happened. And it was just a big old bald spot. It was like the size of probably a kiwi, a fruit. It was just that big. I had a nervous condition that bad, dealing with the death of my cat. And so I said, okay, this has to stop. I need to go ahead and deal with the stress and deal with the loss and take care of this. But most of all, my hair is my crown. And I have to, you know, I can't go out to my clients with this little bald spot right here on the hairline. Right, and you could not help but see it. It was right there. So what I did was I immediately went and got the ingredients for the hair care supplement I used to sell. And I started to take that religiously in addition to conditioning my hair with natural oils. So I had the jojoba oil, lavender, rosemary, and basil oil mixed together, and I would condition that spot with that oil to stimulate more growth and then take the herbal supplement. And in about 2 weeks, it was about 75% there. The hair was growing back 75%, and in 3 weeks, it was completely healed back. And now now my hair has grown uncontrollably wild that I stopped taking a supplement. And that's what usually happens with people who have naturally healthy hair. If you have a healthy body, if you are a healthy person in general, you will not need to be on this product for long. If you develop bald spots or you notice that your hair is thinning out due to stress or what have you, when you take this product, you would notice that you don't have to stay on it long. And that goes for all herbs. You're supposed to be that way with most herbs, actually all herbs. I do not co-sign to the notion that you're supposed to be on herbs for the rest of your life. That's a pharmaceutical mentality. You're put on medicine or pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of your life, but not with herbs. Herbs are supposed to do what they're supposed to do. You stop and then you move on. That's how it's supposed to work. But, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, well, you know, I'm going to take herbs like this for the rest of my life. Once they do their job, you know, move on. Move on, stop taking it, and just go into a healthy eating regimen. And we're going to talk about the foods that you should eat to help with your hair and some beauty products that you should stay away from to help with your hair, too. But let me finish the story about the hair care products. So and with all of the orders, I try to hire some people. I put some ads. I put ads in the local paper looking for help, begging for help, you know. And, you know, that never worked out. People would get paid, but, you know, I would pay them daily in cash. But, you know, sometimes after a while, it just they just stop coming or they just come up with something else. They needed something permanent. They needed something with medical benefits, which I could not give them. And after a while, I just couldn't stand the inconsistency. So I just basically just pulled the product off the market. So in 2002, I couldn't handle the large orders. So I just said, you know what, let me just stop selling it. And when I get some help or when I get a supplement company that can manufacture the herbs on my behalf, I just pay them, then I'll do that. And basically, that's what had happened. I took it off the market in 2002. I have a manufacturing company now that deals with my supplements. I don't intend on having a large line of supplements, but they do help me with Dr. Keela's detox. They help also with the blood cleanser and wellness womb. So a client said, well, I see you're taking your own supplement. Why don't you relaunch the hair growth one? And because, it, you know, it does work. She knows it works. I know it works. I'm a walking billboard that it works. Because if anyone has ever seen me, they can see that my hair is very, very long. It's very healthy. And I have to credit, and also for clients who saw the time I had that bald spot in my head, and they notice that it's completely, the hair has regrown and it's just thicker than ever on that side. That in itself was a good advertisement technique. Even though it was not done purposely, I did not intend to put a bald spot in my hair just so I can sell and promote this product. That's just something I just don't do. So anyway, so now I, with the request of my clients, I am relaunching the herbal supplement, the hair growth and repair herbal supplement, and now I'm going to basically talk about it, but also talk about some other things that's going to help you with growing your hair, okay? So basically, let's get started with the do's and don'ts of hair growth. Let's talk about why some people lose their hair. All right, now, hair loss affects up to 40% of women and half of men at some point in their lifetime. Some causes of hair loss include heredity, stress, inadequate nutrition, and high levels of DHT, which is a hair loss contributing hormone. Now, there are some specific herbs that will help with DHT, and a low-fat diet will also be beneficial for anyone who wants to basically counteract the effects of DHT, which is causing hair to thin out or cause you to lose your hair. So basically, you can go that route. Now, there are some foods that you should adhere to. And I'm going to talk about the food because, see, what I want you all to know is that I don't want to take the approach that it's all about supplements, okay? It's not. It's if you learn anything from me, learn this, that it's a lifestyle change when it comes to living and looking and feeling your best. Now, of course, I'm going to suggest my hair care, my hair growth supplement to promote healthy hair and promote it to grow. However, that is like not the only way. You have to incorporate good food into your diet, and I don't see what's so hard about that. It's not like I'm asking you to or suggesting that you eat this way every day, all day. If you just do 60%, now I would love for you to do 75%, but if you were to just do 60% of good foods, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean, hormone-free meat, get the cow and the pork out of your diet completely. I can't stand it when people say, well, I don't do that much pork. That's like saying, I don't do that much cocaine. You're still doing it. When you say, I don't eat pork, I don't eat beef, then that's a different type of lifestyle. But when you allow your body to eat it every now and then, and believe me, every now and then can be on a weekly basis, that is not a healthy approach to wellness. Okay, so I want you to take that into consideration. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the foods. Now, when choosing foods for hair growth, remember that hair is made of protein. Therefore, protein-rich foods such should be made of high percentage of your diet. The second most important hair nutrient is iron. And I'm going to tell you about each key ingredient, which is very important for hair growth. Now, protein is very good, which we talked about earlier. The foods that are high in protein is poultry, brewer's yeast, fish, eggs. Now, remember about the eggs. Always get the eggs that are hormone-free, free-range, vegetarian-fed chickens. And those eggs usually are high in omega-3s. It will have it on the, it'll have it on the container, and it's usually, say, 100 omega-3s or 110 or 200. Whatever it has on there, get those type of eggs. The cheap eggs are going to be the eggs that are high in cholesterol, high in bad fat. They're not going to be good for you. So get the quality type foods, okay? So the other type of foods that are high in protein, for those who are vegetarian, you have beans, cottage cheese, yogurt, and also tofu. So let me read that again. Foods that are high in protein that's good for your hair is lean poultry, like your turkey, your chicken, but make sure they're hormone-free. If you want to know where you can purchase a hormone-free chicken or a turkey, just go to your local butcher and just ask them at the grocery store where they're located, and they'll point it out to you. They are there. Trust me. Every grocery store has a hormone-free chicken for sale, okay? Don't think that your grocery store has all hormone-induced chickens. They don't. They do have some good ones. You just have to look for it. If you never look for it in the first place, you probably walk by it and look over it and not realize it was there. So poultry, brewer's yeast, fish, eggs, beans, cottage cheese, yogurt, and tofu. The second nutrient that's very good for hair is iron. And the foods that are high in iron are whole grain cereals, dark green leafy vegetables, eggs, again, dates, and raisins. And dates and raisins are very good for snacking. What you can do is mix sunflower seeds with raisins or sunflower seeds with dates that you can use as a snack instead of eating candy or chips. The second nutrient is vitamin B, and eggs and poultry are very high in that. Also, bee pollen is very high in vitamin B for those who are vegetarian. There are also some other foods that are high in B for those who are vegetarian or vegan, but I want to make sure I cover everyone, those who eat meat, those who are vegetarian, those who are vegan, and those who are raw foodists, okay? Essential fatty acids are very, very, very important to your hair growth, to your hair being healthy. And it's good for your hair, skin, and nails, okay? So most of your quality nuts are going to be high in essential fatty acids, like your almonds, walnuts, pecans, macadamia nuts, olive oil, fish, and soy are very high in essential fatty acids. Vitamin E is very good, too, of course. Like I say, Vitamin E is very good, just like essential fatty acids are very good for your hair, skin, and nails. Foods that are high in vitamin E are avocados, nuts, seeds, and olive oil. And sulfur is very good in poultry, lean poultry, fish, nuts, legumes, vegetables, especially onions, are high in sulfur. I love onions. I love garlic, too, but I have to be considerate of my clients. When my clients are around, I make sure I abstain from garlic. But if I am on vacation and I don't have to be so close to people, I will throw down on some garlic. Now, if there is a time where I can't resist a garlic dish, I will take a lot of chlorophyll or parsley, which will deodorize my body, and it will suppress the odor of garlic. It does work, but it's just too expensive. So I do that in the last minute. So if somebody takes me to a nice Italian restaurant and they use a fresh garlic, I will not turn that garlic down, and I will just go ahead and get that bottle of chlorophyll and just go ahead and just, you know, if I have a client the next day, I'll just do what I got to do because I have to be considerate. But onions are very, very good, and I can see how a lot of people who love onions will have healthy hair. I just love it, love it, love it, love it. Also, silica is very, very important it's a very important nutrient for hair growth. Foods that are high in silica are bran, mullet, quinoa, spelt, oats, and rice. And this is why Asians tend to have the healthiest and strongest hair, because of all the rice they eat. Other foods that are high in silica are cucumbers, asparagus, cabbage, onions, potatoes, strawberries, and sunflower seeds. Very, very good for you. Okay? Now, let's talk about the things that you should not eat, which you guys know. You all know the bad food versus the good food. But to be specific, the foods you should really eliminate out of your diet if you're in the process of regrowing your hair or wish to rejuvenate your hair, the foods you should stay away from the products you should stay away from are caffeine. Then you know caffeine was going to be in there, okay? White sugar. Or anything that has high fructose corn syrup in it or corn syrup in it, stay away from those type of foods that have those ingredients in it. White flour, white sugar, high fructose corn syrup, stay away from foods that contain those ingredients. Also, stay away from foods that are high in saturated fats and trans fats. So you want to get healthy fats. But the bad fats are your saturated fats and your trans fats. Stay away from foods that have those ingredients in it. And also stay away from carbonated drinks. For some reason, and I will have to get into this on another show, but the carbonated drinks stop the circulation to the follicles of your hair. So you should really abstain from that. And the products, I would really like to talk about the products. Let me do a break first, because talking about the hair care products that you should stay away from is very, very important, and then we're going to talk about Celestial Healing hair growth and repair supplement, the herbs that are in this supplement and why they are good for you. So let's start off with talking about that. And my computer is not acting. Well, my laptop now, it doesn't seem to want to act right. So, okay, I guess we will. Once it's finished doing its thing, I guess we can go into that. But so until then, let me just go ahead and jump into that then. Petroleum, let's talk about the products you should stay away from. I know that a lot of you all probably have heard about petroleum jelly, right? 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 You have, right? Okay. Petroleum jelly is a type of ingredient that is found in most beauty products. And I want you all to know that it is a toxic material that you should not put on your skin, you should not put in your hair, you should not even deal with that type of face product. If you look into a lot of your hair care conditioners, if you look into a lot of your oil products, you will see that it has petroleum jelly in it. Now, let's talk about what petroleum jelly does. Now, I knew that petroleum jelly was toxic, but when I looked up the FDA, they kind of dumb it down and says, well, petroleum jelly is not that toxic. I mean, if it's toxic or it's not, if you're saying that it's not that toxic, well, compared to what? Now, one thing that the petroleum jelly does is it clogs pores, it suffocates your skin, it causes skin to become dry once the application wears off. The petroleum jelly acts as an impenetrable layer that also causes the skin to produce even less moisture than it should. It makes the skin appear to be very moisturized because of the said impenetrable layer. And it also is known to cause cancer. Now, of course, when you put petroleum, for those of us who are young and, you know, grew up less fortunate, we are very familiar with Vaseline. Now, of course, when you put Vaseline, it looks like you're all oiled up and moisturized, but it's true. Once it's just giving you that appearance because it's just basically like a coating, but it's not going into your pores. It's not really nurturing anything. It's just a false sense of moisturizing, and it's a very it's a type of base that should not be placed in your hair. So when you get these conditioners or you get these, what we call, black people call grease, when you look to condition your scalp, do not get any type of conditioner with petroleum jelly. Another ingredient you should stay away from is anything that has mineral oil in it. Now, mineral oil is a petroleum byproduct that coats the skin like plastic. Mineral oil clogs the pores, and it interferes with the skin's ability to eliminate toxins, which promotes acne and other skin disorders. It also slows down skin functions and cell development, resulting in premature aging. Baby oil is 100% mineral oil. Did you hear that, folks? Baby oil is 100% mineral oil. Stay away from it. Do not put this on your children. Do not place this in their hair. Use natural products, basically. You know, you don't have to resort to mineral oil to moisturize your skin. When a baby is born, it has this new growth. It has this new skin, and you want to nurture it. You do not want to give your brand new baby. You don't want to put products on your child that is harmful to their skin. Use natural products, and let's talk about that. Because the oils I'm going to give to you right now are oils that you can use yourself. These are natural. These will not cause any type of side effects. They will not suffocate the body or suffocate the skin. They will also heal and nurture and build and strengthen hair, skin, and nails. It's very good for you. But when you want something for a natural moisturizer, these oils are something you should look into. Jojoba oil. And jojoba oil is an oil that I've known to use for a base. Like when I was telling you the essential oils I was using to deal with the outside conditioning of the bald spot, well, I took the internal herbal supplement, but I also made sure that I used jojoba oil with rosemary oil, basil oil, and lavender, and I used that to condition that spot in my head. okay? Also, another thing I did was I made sure that I stimulated it by doing I think you could do clockwise or counterclockwise circulation when you stimulate the scalp. So that's something you can do too, okay? So this is the oils that you can use. So you have your jojoba oil, the olive oil, tea tree oil. Now tea tree oil, let me tell you about tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is something you should use provided that you have a skin condition, okay? Don't use tea tree oil as, like, if you have dry skin, don't resort to tea tree oil. Just basically use tea tree oil if you have a certain type of bacteria growth in your skin. So I'm not saying that you would use that on a regular basis. It's more of a treatment than anything. Because tea tree oil is something that I basically love to use it. Tea tree oil, actually, not to get on a tangent about tea tree oil, but if you have someone who has, athlete foot, if they have fungus in their nails, tea tree oil is excellent for that. It really does kill the yeast in the body. On the outside of the body, you can't take it inside, but it kills a lot of the yeast. So if you have bacteria infections on your feet, on your hands, in your hair, especially if you have candida that starts to seep through your scalp, tea tree oil is an excellent therapy to use, okay? So you want to take notes about that. Coconut oil, almond oil, avocado oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, vitamin E oil, and castor oil are just a few of many natural oils you can use to basically condition your hair or your skin, and it will basically nurture your hair, nurture your scalp, nurture your skin. It will not cause any kind of harmful effects. Okay, so download my main computer. Let me do these drops real quick, and we will go into the main ingredients to our herbal supplement line. And this is Dr. Keela. We will be right back. Stay tuned, okay?
Holistic Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141. This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
And we are back. This is Dr. Keela. Welcome back to Healing Power Hour Radio. And today's topic is how to grow long and healthy hair. And we're going to go ahead and finish up the segment by going into our Celestial Healing's Hair Growth and Repair Supplement product, which is a very, very good product, by the way. if you were just to Google these herbs that are that I have mixed together with this this combination, you will see also that this is a great combination that nobody else has. And of course, you know, we can't patent this, so that's a good thing about herbs is that you can never patent herbs because they're made by God, and you can't patent God's work. God got the patent on that. And he, she, whoever you want to call God, the Most High, shares that patent with everyone. So that's the great thing about the Most High. I love my boss. That's why I work for my boss. But anyway, Celestial Healing Growth, a hair growth and repair supplement, contains four essential herbs. It's not filled with a whole bunch of be this and that. And, you know, I think when you have, that's why I'm not a fan of multivitamins. When you have 15 and, or even something that's 10 or more ingredients in a supplement, you can't, it's not going to be so potent. The less ingredient it is, the more potent it will be. And I like to deal with herbs that have no more than 6 ingredients in it. 7 depending upon the herbal product. But if it's more than 6, you know, that's when you start to get on the gray area of the potency of that herb. So anything underneath 7, it's very good as far as herbal combinations. And our Celestial Healing Health Growth, Hair Growth and Repair Supplement contains sage, which is, you know, sage is not only is it good for hair, but it's also good for digestive disorders, acne, boils, and it also helps thin out wrinkles. So when you remember, folks, when you take this supplement, I think that's the reason why it was so popular and it received a lot of reviews and referrals was because it, you know, it just didn't help your hair. People noticed that their skin was becoming more clear, flawless, more bright. If they were having acne, it was clearing up. They just noticed that their eyes were brighter, their nails were growing like crazy. So even though this product is geared towards your hair, your skin and your nails will benefit by default. It's just, that's just how the product works. Because the herbs will say, when you take herbs, it just will say, oh, I'm sorry guys, we're just strictly for the hair. No, it goes where it's needed. So if it knows that your skin is needed more than your hair, it will go to your skin but also provide nutrients to your hair as well. Same with your nails, you know. So it will provide help and aid those areas where you're lacking in and you're deficient in. So sage is very good for those who want to deal with skin problems as well as hair loss. So if you're suffering from hair loss, like I was when I was picking in that area of my hair, I'm so glad that whole phase is over with because it's so good. You know, when your hair is not right, it does affect your self-esteem. And I just did not like walking around looking like that. So I'm very thankful for this product. Sage has also been used traditionally for all types of skin disorders. And it's one of the key ingredients in most natural hair loss supplements. So sage is going to be your prime ingredient. The second ingredient, which is very, very important, is horsetail. Why is horsetail important? Well, horsetail is very high in silica. Remember I was telling you that was one of the nutrients that you need for hair growth? Silica is silicone in a form of silicone dioxide, appearing naturally as quartz. It is also the principal component of glass and sand. However, silica is also a very common component of your body. And, you know, it contains in all of your connective tissues, such as cartilage, nails, hair, muscle tissues, and bone. Your complexion and shiny hair all depends upon silica, which apart from its other properties, help your skin, hair to retain moisture and keeps you looking young. Now, silica also strips your hair and renders it less likely to become brittle or suffer from split ends. It also prevents that dull look. You know how basically some people got that dull look of their color? Well, silica helps that. So silica helps prevent that dull look that so many women spend a fortune on trying to overcome with various types of hair conditioners. So, you know, basically conditioners are designed to keep the moisture in your hair, and that is also one of the main properties of the form of silica that we have, silicone that we have in silica, because silica basically keeps moisture in your hair and keeps your hair looking very healthy and alive. And horsetail is very, very high in silica. So this is the second ingredient that is in our hair growth supplement and repair, our hair growth and repair supplement, excuse me. The third ingredient in our supplement line for hair growth and repair is rosemary. Rosemary. Now, yes, you're saying, wait a minute, but I thought you put that as an oil. I did it twice. I put rosemary oil into my mixture as a conditioner to basically stimulate the growth because of the damage I was doing to plucking my hair or twisting that hair in it because of the nervous condition I had. At the time, I was basically causing a physical outer damage, outer physical damage to that part of my hair. So I had to generate a regrowth there or help with the damage I caused on my own. It's different if, you know, I woke up and hair was coming out because of the stress inside. But I personally was pulling out that hair. So I was damaging my scalp, and I needed to repair the scalp by applying that rosemary oil with basil and lavender with the jojoba on the outside. But I was also taking care of the nutrients on the inside by taking rosemary, which encouraged hair growth. Okay, rosemary promotes hair growth. So for those who were losing their hair, for whatever reason, it was with me, it was because of my own doing. I was doing it with the rosemary, was helping regrow that, and that was one of the key ingredients I used on the outside of my hair, as well as taking it internally with this hair growth product. And last but not least, the fourth ingredient to the Celestial Healing's Hair Growth and Repair Supplement was Hoshu Wu. Now, people are probably familiar with Hoshu Wu from causing premature graying of the hair. And it works, folks. Trust me. I've had some clients, not that many, but I've had some clients who started graying in their 20s. And I will put them on a heavy dose of Hoshu Wu, and their hair started turning back their natural color. And it's all a mineral deficiency. That's all that is. When your hair starts to gray out, you know, it's a major mineral deficiency that Hoshu Wu, it contains a high percentage of, and it resupplements your body, and it brings back the color of your hair. But also, just like rosemary, it promotes hair growth. So if some people who are losing hair or having premature graying of the hair, Hoshu Wu, which is really, it looks like it's pronounced Hishu Wu, because Hoshu Wu is spelled H-E-S-H-O-U-W-U, and it looks like Hishu Wu, but it's pronounced Hoshu Wu, and it's very, very good. It's one of the key ingredients for making the hair stay its natural color, and it also prevents hair loss. So it's also been known for helping produce longevity and vigor and promote fertility, but I've never used it for that, ever, ever, ever. I'm not saying it won't work, but I just never used it for that. So basically, Hoshu Wu. Now, our product, we'll start, because we're ready for the sales this time, and it'll be no more pulling that back because I have a manufacturing company that will help me with the sales of this product, because it is a very good product. And anytime I put my name behind something, if I back it, it's because it really, really works. I'm living proof that it works. I wish I took pictures of the bald spot I cleared that I had and how it's cleared up and now it's back to normal. Actually, I have more hair there now than I did before I even started with that nervous condition. So I am a walking testimony about it working. But I also have hundreds of clients from 1996 to 2002 who use the product who can also validate the potency of this product. It's very, very good. And if you are having chemically treated hair or if your hair is natural, it still will work for you. Men and women, natural hair or chemically treated hair. But I must say this, I have to be honest. If you have chemically treated hair, your hair is going to only get but so long. If you chemically treat your hair, I plead to you to look into natural hair care products as well as natural hairstyles. You don't have to get locks like I have. You don't have to get braids, but there are a lot of hairstyles out there that doesn't require those heavy chemicals. You know, braids are great, but they also have twists. And, you know, having our natural hair is really prideful to me. You know, people look at my hair and a lot of women, because I see a lot of men wearing locks. But a lot of women they look at my locks and they see it all the way down to the middle of my hip and they are in amazement and they wish that they could do it. Some women just don't stick through it. They don't stick it out. And your hair goes through a metamorphosis. But it's more healthy for you, it's more healthy for your brain when you do not use so much chemicals in your hair. And the less chemicals you use, the healthier your hair will be. But if you still wish to use chemicals, I highly suggest this product for you because chemicals do a lot of damage to your scalp, to your hair, and basically you need all the help you can get. Adhere to the food that I suggest that you should eat. Drink plenty of water. You thought I was going to forget to mention it, huh? Nope, not going to happen. Get your water in, folks. You got to get your water in. I just plead to you just to look into changing your lifestyle. Don't go on a diet. Don't say, I'm going to do this fasting of this proper foods or whatever. You know, look into incorporating this as a part of your life. All I ask is that if you just eat correctly from Monday through Friday, do what you want on the weekends, isn't that and you will have a healthier way of life? I promise you. Isn't that easier than saying you should never eat bad? You can only eat perfectly every day, all day, for the rest of your life. I mean, if I just tell you Monday through Friday, just eat perfectly the best that you can, and then you can have what you want on the weekends, that's the way to live life. And believe it or not, when you get to a level where I am and where a lot of other people are, the stuff that you used to crave, you just don't want it anymore. You just don't want it. Your body will reject it. You will not even have any crave. You will not have any cravings for it. And this is just the way to live. I intend until the day that the Most High calls me home, and I make that transition, I intend to always, I don't care if I'm 110 years old, I intend to display a bill of health and to be a walking billboard of why you should go holistic. This is why I had cancer and got it cured naturally. This is why I had fibroids twice, had them shrink naturally. You know, I can go on and on. This is why I help hundreds and hundreds of people with other types of cancers and help them naturally because I want to show you that not only can I help you, but I'm doing it myself. I have everything I've done. I'm not a hypocrite here. I practice what I preach. And when something happens to my body, I don't run to the hospital. That's the last place I run to. When it comes to something that happens to my body, I run to my boss's pharmaceutical company, which is an herbal place or my backyard that's growing wild herbs. You know, I deal with the Most High medicine. And when I had that hair loss, I wasn't thinking about going to get Rogaine. I wasn't thinking about going to see a dermatologist for them to put some kind of steroidal cream in my head. I went with what I knew worked, and it does work. And you will not be disappointed with this product, I promise you. You will not be disappointed. But those who are having problems with their hair growth, this will be launched July the 28th when I get back from Germany. And see for yourself. See for yourself. It's the proof is in the pudding. When you take this product, you will see for yourself what I'm talking about, how good it is, all right? Now, for more information about our products, all of our products, but this is not a new addition, but a re-addition to our product line, it will be on our website, which is our website address is healingpowerhour.com. Once again, healingpowerhour.com. And when you go there, just go to our herbal products page, and you will see the list of products. Our hair growth and repair product will not be listed on that page until the 28th, because that's when I'll be back and we'll be able to answer questions, because just like all our products, I don't want to start selling them until I'm accessible by phone. To answer many of the phone calls that we would get and questions to people based upon their hair type, their culture, their eating regimen, their lifestyle. These are important questions that have to be addressed. I will not relaunch the shampoo and conditioner. Sorry, not doing that. I'm strictly sticking to herbs. I may put some of the ingredients for different types of hair. For the shampoo and the conditioner, and I may not, I don't know. But I just want to let you know that the herbal shampoo and herbal conditioner will not be available from me ever. I don't intend on doing that. I'm going to leave that to other people. But I just want to stick to the herbal supplement. So just come in and tune into that. And if you would like to call and talk to me personally, during normal business hours, you can call the office at 770-603-0141. That number once again is 770-603-0141. You can also email me by going to our website at healingpowerhour.com. Once again, healingpowerhour.com. And we have our free newsletter, which I'll be working on tonight. I will be releasing our newsletter tonight. Once a month, we do a newsletter. We have free giveaways in our newsletter, which is very good, and it's based upon a brain teaser. And we also have lots of information there. So you should really get into a lot of our newsletters, our health tips. A lot of information that we have on our services. We have massage therapists at the office. So, Celestia Healing Center is just a bomb. Sorry, it just is. So, anyway, this is Dr. Keela. Thank you so much. This is so much better than it was this morning. I mean, I sound better. I feel better. My energy is on top. It's like night and day from the broadcast that I had earlier today, and this is the one I will put on the site. So, once again, I thank you so much for listening to us, or should I say listening to me, and please tune in next time. I will schedule episode 14, it may be episode 14 or maybe episode 15, which is called You're Not Your Sickness. I may do that live from Germany. I may do that when I get back. Who knows? But another segment will come up. Another episode will come up real soon. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. And this is Dr. Keela. I wish upon you peace, love, health, and prosperity. Not only do I want you to have a blessed day, but I want you to have a blessed week and a blessed month. Have a great one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.